Sports Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to eBay Radio, the show with 100% sell-through rate. Now, here's Griff.
Thanks so much for joining us for this week's edition of eBay Radio. If you're listening live, today is June 27th, 2017. And if you're listening in the archives, this is show number 686. On today's show, we'll hear what's next with the Shine Awards. We'll also find out why you should join or start a seller meetup group. And we'll explore some exciting updates on a favorite third-party tool. Oh, and we're going to get an update on eBay Bucks and learn how to transform your business into a lean, clean selling machine. And, of course, as we do each week, we'll also talk to you. But first, here's Lee Mirabal with the eBay Radio News, brought to you by ShipStation, wherever you sell, however you ship.
Tees, TV, and tickets all feature in today's eBay Radio News for June 27th, 2017. I'm Lee. Well, yesterday was the deadline for removing active content from your listings, and if you haven't yet revised your listings to remove this content, elements within the item description may not function properly. If there is Flash, JavaScript, form actions, or plugins in your listings, you should update them now to ensure there are no disruptions to your business. More information can be found on eBay's announcement board at announcements.ebay.com or down at the bottom of any eBay page. The Shine finalists, yay, Griff, they're ready for your vote. We'll tell you who they are and how you can vote for your favorites in just a few minutes. Federica Rabiola, eBay's manager for seller communications, will stop by to fill us in. Griff,
yes.
StubHub, you know, the ticketing company owned by eBay,
yes,
recently announced the opening of its flagship retail store. Have you heard about this?
No, fill me in.
Okay, I think it's going to change the way we do events in the world. It's in New York City. You know, Griff, you know, you lived in New York City. You know how there are kiosks over by, Times Square where you can buy last minute tickets and things of that sort? For years they've done that. But what eBay is doing now with StubHub is two blocks south of Times Square, features a full service desk for buying and selling tickets, expert customer service reps to recommend events and assist fans on site. Listen to this, Griff. An in-venue event space for artist meet and greets, autograph signings, speaking engagements. The store also includes other customer experience enhancements such as a photo booth and ticket kiosk where fans can find upcoming events even anywhere around the globe.
Yep, that's true.
Very exciting. I think that might just be a game changer there. Here's the final update on
this. Game changes anymore. I don't know which way I'm going.
Yeah, I've already opted out of a few games in the last couple of years.
You remember
what you mean.
To our younger audience, just bear with us for a moment. Hey, Lee, remember when we were young and change happened at a slower pace?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and we walked both ways uphill to school, and we liked it?
Yes, in the snow.
In the snow with no shoes.
Here's the final update on the shipping label printing issue.
Oh, that
was a pain. It's been fixed.
So do you know what happened, right?
First of all, let me just tell them that your seller performance metrics will not be impacted. eBay's going to remove any late shipments or tracking upload requirements associated with this issue. And if you attempted to print labels and you were unsuccessful and still have labels you need to void, eBay's going to void them for you. No action needed on your part. That void refund will be automatic over the next 2 to 4 weeks. So what exactly happened there?
A big company that makes a popular browser, used to be the most popular browser, isn't anymore, but it's still used. They released, unannounced, a patch to that browser for something that changed. And what it did, it is ended up breaking the ability for eBay's process to print labels using this browser, which should be nameless, but the hell with it. It's Internet Explorer. So the team here had to scramble to put in a fix to counter the patch that Microsoft put out. And there was little time for testing, and it ended up breaking some other stuff. So they had to roll that back and then find a fix that wouldn't break anything. This is why we test when we have the luxury of the time, as opposed to an emergency when you don't have time to test, because a fix for one thing can have unintentional consequences. But they've straightened it all out. They got it taken care of.
You're cool.
We know how important it is. Everything, you know, barring any more unreleased patches by people or companies unrelated to eBay, we'll do our best to weather that storm should it come again.
Thank you. Griff.
You are very welcome.
Griff.
What?
John and I watched the entire first season of Girl Boss.
Oh, yeah?
You know, the one about the gal who sold on eBay?
Yeah.
And you know how somebody called in last week and I asked, I said, she had watched it and I hadn't. She says they made her mean. Well, she wasn't exactly mean. She was a little loco.
Loco?
A little loco. Ooh. And I noticed one thing, all right? There was a big scene in the movie that took like 15 or 20 minutes of the movie.
Yeah.
Where she had made a wedding gown.
Yeah.
For a bride. And got drunk the night before she was supposed to deliver it.
Uh-oh.
Stayed up half the night drinking. Woke up late. Ran down, fixed it the best she could, you know, remade the whole thing, really. And, gosh, if John said spoiler alert, it's okay. I'm going to tell it. Okay. In getting the bride her gown, which she got to her about 3 minutes before the ceremony, literally, she was in line in an old gown. All right. Waiting for her father to, seriously.
Are we sure this wasn't staged?
But listen to what I noticed.
What?
It wasn't about the bride with this woman.
No?
No. With Girl Boss. It was about her ratings on eBay. That's all she could think about was she was going to get a bad rating on eBay instead of thinking about the customer.
About the poor bride.
Exactly, exactly. Anyway, oh, John and I liked it. We'd watch a second season, but they just canceled it. There is going to be no second season. So anyway, what I got out of it, she thought only of her eBay reputation and seller rating rather than the bride's horrible position. And that's eBay Radio News for June 27th, 2017, brought to you by ShipStation, wherever you sell, however you ship. I'm Lee Maribel, now back to eBay Radio, where you got the grift.
All right, here we go.
You're listening to eBay Radio, where you can share a tip, mend your ways, and take your listings to a brand new phase. Here's your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles.
Okay, so I saw you.
Where?
On Facebook.
Oh, no.
In the driver's seat.
Oh, yes.
Of the eBay float in San Francisco's Pride Parade over the weekend.
Yeah.
Was it as fun as it looked?
It was. It was a very easy, fun day. We have to get up pretty early, so Rob came with me for the day. We had to be up at San Francisco by 5:30 to pick up the float. So we had rented a big pickup truck with a hitch. Has to be able
you
to
drove a pickup truck?
I drove a pickup truck.
Oh, honey, did you wear jeans, tight jeans and boots and no?
Ma'am, you forget I lived in Vermont for 25 years.
Oh, yeah, they have pickup trucks too.
Vermont's
okay.
Like Vermont's like a southern state except progressive.
Yes.
With maple syrup and winters. But then we got to the assembly area. You know, almost 300 floats in this thing, 250. And they commandeer about, well, it's a city block square that's, about three streets by six streets. And then you go to your assigned assembly area. We were the first ones there. I like to get to things early. And then we're just there. So that we got there at 6:30 around 6:30. And then we had to, the parade didn't actually push off. We didn't push off until 2:30. So it was an 8 hour. Just, you know, lazing around for a while. It was fun.
How fun. I've been in parades, but I've never driven a float.
Well, it's a big responsibility because you're surrounded by people. You know, there were about 300 eBay participants, in our contingent. And you don't want to suddenly like have a small stroke and, you know, fall over and then the car goes ramming through all these people. You know, you have to be on your toes, right?
Yeah, literally. You don't want to have a small stroke.
And you're driving at like 3 to 5 miles an hour tops, so you really have to pay attention.
Well, you know, Pride wasn't the only colorful event for eBay last week.
I should hope not.
eBay also hosted a shoppable pop-up block party in New York City as part of their Fill Your Cart, part of their Fill Your Cart with Color campaign.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
And the party continues online at ebayblockparty.com. If you go there, you can do a 360-degree virtual interactive walkthrough and browse displays of sneakers, eyeglasses, guitars, and other items from about 8 different sellers located in the U.S., Australia, and France. And if you click on the animated square in each display, it brings up a link to the seller store.
Yeah.
If you click on the eBay logo in the right-hand corner, it'll take you to ebay.com/fillyourcart with color, where you'll find curated collections, themed shopping opportunities, and shopping by category, all to help buyers find their unique version of perfect. So it sounds fun. So it's all about color.
It's always about color.
It's all about color, this particular eBay promotion.
Yeah.
And if
I love these new colors, by the way. Have you seen the commercials with the new color combinations?
Yeah.
I just think they're so nice. Mm-hmm. I can't wait for the tape. You know, in the commercial, they show like purple background tape with pink eBay logos. Uh-huh. It just speaks to me. I got to get that.
Okay. I got to get used to it. I have to be honest.
You do?
Mm-hmm. Mm. I have to get used to it.
Really?
Yeah. I've been old schooled by eBetsy.
Oh, I like new things.
Yeah.
I like the old stuff, but I love...
I've been ruined by eBetsy.
Really?
No.
Anyway, my sale's going well.
That's good.
You know, I went from selling maybe one thing a week to, I'm up to, what have I sold? 16 things this last week.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I actually had to, this morning I woke up and I went, oh, yeah, I've got 6 things I have to pack. Oh, brother.
I know. That's how we feel.
Could you people go shop somewhere else?
Shoot. Right. There's my ka-ching on my phone. Oh, darn.
Oh, not another sale. Oh. Does this ever end? Does it ever end? Obviously not. This segment was brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. Up next, the Shine Awards when we continue with eBay Radio.
As a busy online seller, you need to get ship done. Your packages need to go out as quickly, efficiently, and cost-effectively as possible from everywhere you sell. You need ShipStation. ShipStation integrates with all of your selling channels to process orders fast and seamlessly. Ship via USPS, UPS, FedEx, and more. ShipStation works with eBay's global shipping program, too. But shipping isn't all ShipStation does. ShipStation lets you automatically leave feedback for buyers when you ship. In fact, with ShipStation, you can automate pretty much everything from importing a product photo with each order to sending email to customers and managing returns. ShipStation is web-based, and their one-of-a-kind mobile app lets you print labels and ship from anywhere. So when you need to get ship done, you need ShipStation. Try it for free at ShipStation.com. That's ShipStation.com.
Sharpen your selling skills. Register now for eBay Open 2017 at the MGM Grand in Las Vegas. Visit ebayopen2017.com now to register for the event and book your rooms. New technology, workshops and panels, and amazing networking events with great food. July 25th through the 28th at the MGM Grand Hotel in Las Vegas. Register and book your rooms at ebayopen2017.com. See you in Las Vegas, baby.
Any successful eBay seller to sum up the secret of their success in just one word, and you're liable to hear the same answer, Terapeak. Because thousands of the world's most successful sellers rely on Terapeak to tell them what items are hot, how to price them, and what their competitors are doing. Only Terapeak can access up to 2 years of eBay data to help you improve every phase of your online selling and take your profits to the next level. Terapeak has been building tools for eBay sellers for 12 years, and they've helped seller after seller to grow their business. Even if you can only afford a single third-party tool, you can't afford not to use Terapeak. It's no secret that thousands of the world's most successful sellers rely on Terapeak, and you can too. Try it free for 7 days at Terapeak.com. That's Terapeak.com.
Terapeak.com.
The Shine Award judges have spoken, and the stakes are high. The grand prize is $10,000. They've announced the three finalists in each of the five categories. Now it's up to you to pick the winners in eBay's second annual Small Business of the Year contest. You get one vote per category per eBay ID per day. Vote for your favorites through July 15th at ebay.com/ShineAwards. That's ebay.com/ShineAwards. Vote today and every day.